You live like you know the Lord's with you. Amen. Let's turn this morning to the book of 1 John, chapter 5. First John chapter 5. I'm going to be talking with you a little bit this morning about our eternal hope. You know, one of the things that we often say, we hear others say it too. We say, well, I hope it rains. I hope somebody comes to church today. I hope so-and-so doesn't die. We talk about hope. If we're believers in Jesus Christ, we have an eternal hope. That's a real hope. It's more than just hope. Our hope is based upon the living God, who has promised us certain things, one of them being eternal life. Over and over in the Bible, you read about eternal life. This past week, a friend of mine passed away. She was 80 or 81. She had a good life, a full life, but she died. But she was a strong Christian lady, so she's not really dead, is she? She just took up residence in heaven. Praise the Lord. Isn't it wonderful to have a book like this that tells us about that we can leave this world and go to heaven without getting on an airplane, calling Ray? We won't have to get on any kind of spaceship to go to heaven. Absent from the body, present with the Lord. Now that's, man can't build nothing that fast, can he? Life can be so discouraging though, can't it? You been discouraged any this week? Just take a tour of the nursing home. And when you come out, tell me how you feel. Or maybe the hospital. I get depressed, especially in the nursing homes. When I see people, they look like they have no hope. Do you have hope today? Really? Do you really have hope today? Is life treating you bad? You don't know what to do? You can have hope. A real hope, a living hope. Sometimes life can beat you down and there appears to be no hope. I've been there years ago. Sometimes people just need hope to help them to go on in life. But there is hope. There's a source of hope that one can turn to. And every time that one truly turns to this hope, they'll find hope because they'll find life. and their life will be changed. Today I have good news. I don't care what's going on in your life. I don't care how low down you might be. I don't care what problem you might be facing. There's hope if you look to the one who gives hope. That is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There is a God in heaven, and His promises to hear when we call upon Him is for everyone. There is a God who promises to hear if we'll call on Him. First of all, we must confess our sin and be saved by trusting the Lord Jesus Christ. And then as a saved person, we must be living to please Him. We must be trusting Him and obeying Him. And when we sometimes wander out of His way, we can get down into the valley of discouragement and disappointment. And we'll begin to find problems that make life full of displeasure. We must repent of sin as Christians. We must realize we're all prone to sin. I can assure you there is one who cares for you and your situation, and He can help you, whatever it is. What you and I need to do is just trust Him. Whatever is going on in our life, trust Him completely. And I've said many times to you folks, we must learn to take our life totally and give it to Him. Don't hold any for yourself. Give it your life to the Lord. Because there's nothing in this life that's that valuable. Nothing. Living for the Lord is everything. Sometimes believers hope they are saved. Is anyone here today that you hope you're saved? You ought to know better than that. You ought to know the Lord. If you know the Lord, you know you're saved. Amen? Well, sometimes say, well, I used to be saved. I used to be. But I done this, I done that. That's what they say. Well, the Bible says you're not saved but one time. So you're either saved or you're not saved. There's no middle ground. God only borns again a person one time. And it's forever. When you're born again, you get eternal life. That means forever. What I want you to know in our message today is if God says you're saved, then you're saved. If God says you're saved, you're saved. Now, you must just believe it. Amen? You doubt God? You question God? God says, believe on My Son, and I'll give you eternal life. Have you believed? 1 John 5. Look down at verse 11. And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. Eternal life is in Jesus Christ alone. You won't find it anywhere else. Salvation is only in Jesus. He's the Savior. People that believe in God are not saved. You have to believe in Jesus to get saved. God says you got to accept my son to be saved. There's a lot of people that believe in God. That don't make them saved. God's son is the Savior. Talk about our eternal hope. Our eternal hope's based on Jesus Christ, who he is and what he did for each and every one of us. Look now at verse 12. He that hath the Son hath life. Get that? He that hath the Son. He that hath the Son. You have the Son by faith. You don't get the Son any other way. It's by faith, believing, trusting in him, realizing who you are, a sinner. Broken the law of God, needing forgiveness. Humbling yourself and acknowledging, I'm that sinner Christ died for. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Can it get any clearer than that? God has made it clear, folks. God has made it plain. There's no misunderstanding about it. You either saved or not saved. You're saved if you believed on Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. You have eternal life. You've got an eternal hope now. You're going to go to heaven now. Amen? Now live like you're going to go to heaven. Don't live for this world. The things of this world is all going to pass away. You ain't going to take anything with you. Not even your cell phone. Amen? I've been sitting in church this morning. I've been hearing the cell phone just popping over at him. They're busy little instruments, aren't they? Won't be no cell phones in heaven. Anybody need a hanky? Hey, on the new earth, there's not going to be any ocean. Don't cry too much. Going to be some changes. The way God wants it for his people forever. And we're going to love it every bit. Amen? We're going to love it, folks. I'd love it if that's hearing able quits talking back at me. Look at verse 13. These things have I written unto you, the apostle writes. Don't miss this verse. Mark this verse in your Bible. This is an important verse, folks. Make sure this verse is underlined, marked, and everything else. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God. Believing on the name of the Son of God as the Savior that died for you will give you eternal hope of going to heaven one day. Look what he goes on and says. That ye may know that ye have eternal life. You getting that? And that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. Hallelujah. We got a Savior that's told us how to be saved. He's made it clear. Now, we can have a hope that's eternal, that's real, that will happen one day. I'm going to heaven, and even the devil can't keep me from going now. Amen? No other power. Because I've accepted God's Son, God is pleased, and God is going to make sure I get to heaven to be with him and his Son forever. Because I've acknowledged I'm a rotten, dirty sinner. I know y'all are not, but I am. The Apostle Paul said that he was vile. And if we get in the presence of God, you'll realize it. You realize it. Now we have 66 books of the Bible. 66 books of the Bible. 39 in the Old Testament, 27 in the New Testament. And I want you to turn to Romans 15 in verse 4. Because this is important and it goes with what I just said. Romans 15 verse 4. Paul writing to the church at Rome wrote these words. And listen to this carefully. Digest this. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. What a great scripture there. The Bible was written for us to know some things that's true, that we might have hope. Life gets rough, folks. I've had 3 heart attacks. I've had leukemia. I've had my appendix to burst. I've had blood poisoning and was supposed to die. Life gets rough. But God's in control. God's in control. And these things were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scripture. The Scriptures give us comfort. They give us hope. They're telling us the truth. It's the only book of truth in all the world. Mark this verse down in your Bible, at verse 13 there. What the Word of God says is true. You can believe it. You can bank on it. You can live by it. That you're a child of God. Now, live different. Live like a son of God. Live like a child of God. Let the world look at you and see how different you are. And I don't mean to be proud and act like you're better than somebody else, because we ain't no better than nobody else. But we've been made a new creation, and we're to live and follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Turn to the book of Acts, chapter 24. In Acts 24. But this I confess unto thee, that after the way which they all call heresy, so I worship the God of my fathers, Paul said, believing all things that are written in the law and in the prophets, and have hope towards God, which they themselves also allow, that there shall be a resurrection of the dead, both of the just and of the unjust. Proof of eternal life is written down in the Scriptures for all of us to know about, folks. The proof is in the truth. God has raised the dead. He raised the Lord Jesus Christ. And while Jesus Christ was here on 3 occasions, He raised the dead. Amen? He gave them back their life. Now, Jesus Christ was resurrected, transformed. He received a glorified body in which He will is seated now at the right hand of the Father, a body just like is promised to me and to you one day, an eternal body in which we will live. Think about that, having an eternal body. You can pick peas and it won't kill you back. Amen? Amen. Our new body won't ever have the limitations this old body we have today has. I was sitting in the car yesterday and Faye had gone into the grocery store. And I kept watching people come out of the grocery store and head to the car. You know what you would see a lot? Physical problems, back problems, health issues. I wonder, do they have an eternal hope of getting a body that won't be like that? Some of you here today are young, energetic, but you're heading for a bad back maybe. But we can have an eternal hope that one of these days we're going to get fitted for a new body to live in and where we can enjoy the Lord and eternity forever, 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 and our little minds can't comprehend living and never seeing death again. Never seeing death again. Do you really believe the Word of God? Really? Is the Bible important to you this morning? Do you turn to it daily for comfort, for guidance, for wisdom, for hope? The Bible is clear. We're all going to be raised from the dead one day. And you're going to live forever somewhere. And you can't do anything about it. You're going to live somewhere forever. But it's up to you where you spend forever. And we've just been reading about it in the Bible in 1 John chapter 5, verses 11 to 13. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, familiar scriptures beginning at verse 16. For the Lord himself one day is going to descend from heaven with a shout. That could be this very day. With the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. People that have been saved in the past since Pentecost will suddenly, with a resurrected, glorified body, be raised. And at the same time, their soul and spirit is coming with the Lord and will inhabit their new glorified body. Let me ask you a question this morning. Look at me. Look at me. Do you really believe that's going to happen? Amen? You really believe that's going to happen? That one of these days, the Lord's going to come back himself and get you? He is. He is. And he's just going to get those that's been believing in him, that's been in the grave for 2,000 years, he's just going to get them. And he's just going to translate our bodies that's living, that believes in him. And he's going to take us back to be with him. And folks, that could happen at any second. Can you imagine how people were living in Japan on the day they dropped the atom bomb? They were going about doing everything they've been doing. And in a split second, they were all gone. They were gone. That quick, the Lord is coming. And the church of Christ will be gone. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with the Lord, with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. We'll never be around sin anymore. We'll never have an encounter with the devil or his enemies anymore. We're going to be with the Lord forever. In Colossians chapter 1, verse 5, turn there right quick. Colossians, another letter of Paul to the church at Colossae. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 5 talks about a heavenly hope. For the hope which is laid up for you in heaven. Listen to that, folks. Let this verse speak to your heart. Let God talk to you. For the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel. Do you see how important this book is that we have here today, the Bible? We wouldn't know these truths if we didn't have the word of God. Because we have the word of God, we know what old God has got planned for us. That's wonderful and glorious. And we don't want to miss it. He said, looking for that hope which is laid up for you in heaven. Laid up for you. A world where there's no more troubles and trials and sorrows. Do you ever think about what heaven is going to be like when you get there? There will never be anything negative in heaven. There'll never be anything you'll be asked to do in heaven that you'll dread. How about that? Heaven is going to be an eternal, glorious, exciting experience. We're going to be with our loved ones. We're going to be with new loved ones we'll discover. Most of all, we're going to be with the one that loved us so much. Turn to Titus chapter 2 right quick. Titus chapter 2. This is a great verse. This is an important verse. Titus 2 verse 13. Talks about looking for Christ, looking for that blessed hope. Are you looking for Jesus to come any day? Really now? Are you looking for the Lord? Or is your life so filled up with what you are involved with that you don't give any thought to the Lord might come today? I hope it's not that way. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. What a great verse, folks. Today, we should be looking for the Lord to come at any moment because He is coming. And those that's not ready, those that's not trusted Christ is going to be left behind. Prayer meeting we've been talking about in recent weeks, we've been talking about the tribulation time, how Jesus said it's never been on earth as bad as those 7 years is going to be. Jesus is really going to come one day. It's been 2,000 years since He said He was going to come. So you know what? After 2,000 years, it must be getting pretty close. Amen? He could come at any moment. First to rapture out of the evil world all of His people since Pentecost who have died or that are still alive. Jesus is going to get us. Then this will be when we get our new eternal bodies when He raptures us. That's when our body, the Bible says, is redeemed. Our soul has already been redeemed, church. You already as saved as you're going to be if you've trusted Jesus. You ain't going to get no more saved. You've already been perfected. You ain't going to get any more perfected. Your soul has been perfected. Your salvation is sure. But our bodies hadn't been redeemed. Our bodies are going to be redeemed at the rapture. We're going to get those new bodies promised in the Word of God. A body like the Lord Jesus Christ's body. So we can live in it forever. Great day, folks. Great day, folks. We ought to be excited. We ought to be excited. I'm going to heaven and I know it. And there's nothing back here that I want to take with me. Turn to Hebrews chapter 6 right quick. In Hebrews chapter 6. In Hebrews 6, beginning at verse 18. That by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, the hope that's set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil. Hebrews 6, 18 and 19. We have an anchor for our soul. The hope in Jesus Christ is our anchor. Jesus Christ. I was talking with a man the other day. I said, you believe Jesus Christ lived, really lived? He said, yeah, it's a fact. Jesus Christ walked on the earth. I said, are you trusting him as your Savior? Kind of slowly, yeah. Are you trusting him? Would you slowly react to saying yes? Or are you really sure you've been saved? That you really are trusting Jesus as your Savior? You know what gets me? That Jesus would save me. Do you think you're so good that Jesus ought to save you? You better go back to the cross. We better lose our pride, folks. The Bible says there's not a thing in us that God desires. Not a thing. We are totally depraved. That's what sin has did to us. But in Jesus Christ, we are a new creation now. We're a new creation. We've been changed from children of the devil to children of God by the fact of simple faith in Jesus Christ as my Savior. That's the good news of the gospel. That's the good news of the gospel. No matter how difficult life might be for us, we know with certain that one day we're going to be with the Lord forever. Like an anchor holds a ship in place, so we have a sure hope that we cling to. It is our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 1. 1 Peter 1 right quick. At least that's my introduction. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 1. The resurrection of Jesus Christ, Peter talked about. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. We've been born again because of Jesus Christ, folks. To an inheritance, listen to this, to an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved. It's reserved in heaven for you. 1 Peter 1:3-4. Think about that. Because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and I have trusted Him as my personal Savior, I have a hope that's undefiled, that fadeth not away, and it's reserved right now. Amen? You know, you might have an inheritance in this life from an uncle or an aunt or a grandparent or our parents or someone else might leave you an inheritance, but it's going to fade away. But the inheritance in heaven won't ever fade away. Amen? Amen. There's not going to be the curse of sin there, folks. There's not going to be any discouragement there. All the blessings of heaven will last forever. All the good news, and the good news is they are now reserved in heaven for us to enjoy. There are multitudes of people today who seem to have no hope. You just watch people. Like I say, go through the rest homes and look at some of those people. And think about the people that's in North Korea, just for an example, that are enslaved. The own people of North Korea are enslaved. And China and other nations, the people, they don't have any hope. They're just forced to work till they die. Forced to work when they're not able to work. Till they drop dead. No hope. God's been good to you. God's let you live here in this wonderful country like no other country that has ever been. And God's going to require much of me and you too because of that. That's why we support missionaries. We got a missionary in China. I don't know how long they'll let him stay there if Trump squeezes China about North Korea too hard. They may run them out. Them's deceived people, the Chinese people. They're idol worshipers. Folks, this world is filled with people without any real hope. But you're allowed to have a Bible over here, amen, for a while. 8 more years of what we just had, you wouldn't have had a Bible, I'm afraid. These people in marriages today don't have hope. There's people at their work or careers, and they're very discouraged the way things are going. People in business. Some people's health condition is such they have no hope. Folks, no matter what your health condition is, you can have a hope in Jesus Christ because He can change your health conditions. And Jesus Christ is going to change it one day for sure. Amen. If you're a believer in Christ. Amen? Whatever it is, there is hope with the Lord. My God is a good God. My God loves you. My God wants you to love Him. What do we need to do? We need to quit trying to solve our problems and turn them over to the Lord. and allow him to solve them for us, because he is our hope to bless us now and forever. I've said before, God blesses us in this life, but he's going to reward us in the next life for how faithful we serve him. Our blessings are here. Our rewards will be there for how faithfully we serve. One day, this old world is going to pass away. And there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth for the people of God to enjoy for eternity. There will never again be the curse of sin. There will be no devil. There will be no evil and wicked people there. Heaven is going to be heaven forever because of Jesus Christ, who loved us and died for us and paid for all of our sin. What a hope we have. And it's my hope today that you're trusting him, that you're living for him, and that one day you're going to go live with him. This is a real hope. Not a hope-so hope, but a real hope. And it's found in the Word of God, by a God who can't lie. Amen. Lord, our Father, our God, speak to hearts today. Encourage hearts today, Lord. Challenge hearts today, Lord, to cause us to see how important our salvation is, how important it is that we live a life that reflects you and what you've done for us through Jesus Christ. Lord, Lord, just deal with every heart according to its need. Should there be one without Christ that's never really, honestly trusted Christ, Lord, draw them to thyself. Lord, I can't. Only your word and your spirit. Lord, Lord, we pray for those in our salvation box that you would save them, Lord, that you'd deal with them, Lord, that you'd open their blinded eyes, Lord, and for the other many needs in our bulletin, we lift them up to this throne of grace from our loving Father in heaven, asking you to just bless as you know best in your wisdom. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Lord, speak to hearts today. You obey him. Our altar is open. You can come pray for someone, for some need in your own life, for salvation if you want to talk about being saved. Whatever your need is.